Soul Ministries presents The Meaning and Purpose of God's Word with the Reverend Donald Gordon Carty, Ph.D. A New Christ by Wallace D. Wattles, Part 4, Attaining Cosmic Consciousness and Demonstration and Attainment, with Reverend Donald Gordon Carty, Ph.D. Chapter 7, Attaining Cosmic Consciousness. And this is life eternal, to know God. Cosmic consciousness or conscious unity with eternal spirit can only be attained by a continuous and sustained effort on the part of man. The extension of consciousness always requires a mental effort, and this mental effort, when it is seeking for unity with spirit, constitutes prayer. Prayer is an effort of the human mind to become acquainted with God. It is not an effort to establish a relationship which does not exist, but to fully comprehend and recognize a relationship which already exists. Prayer can have but one object, and that is unity with spirit. For all other things are included in that. We do not really seek through prayer to get health, peace, power, or wealth. We seek to get unity with God. And when we get unity with God, health, peace, power, and wealth are ours without asking. Study the intercessory prayer, as it is called, in the 17th chapter of John. And you will see that Jesus asks nothing for men except that they may be one in mind with God. This is the one thing needful. All other things are contained in it. Whoever has full spiritual consciousness has health, peace, power, and wealth. Oneness through prayer and will. Jesus laid great stress on prayer in his teachings, and demonstrated his reliance upon it in his daily practice. The Gospels abound with references to his praying, to his going apart to pray, continuing all night in prayer, and so on. It is evident that his consciousness that he and the Father were one was only retained by persistently and continuously affirming and reaffirming the fact. This fact, it must be remembered, is in direct contradiction to our objective consciousness. We appear to think, live, move, and have our being entirely in ourselves and of ourselves. Our physical senses deny the existence of a God. God is not found by extending the outward or objective consciousness. God is spirit, said Jesus, and they who approach him must approach him through their own spirits. To attain cosmic consciousness, the effort of prayer must be, first, to arouse to activity the spirit and mind, and second, to unite that spirit in conscious union with God. The spirit of man, the ego, the man himself, is aroused whenever the will acts. Only the man himself can will, and when he wills, it is his whole personality which comes into action. We see then that Jesus was perfectly scientific in laying down his first requirement for attaining cosmic consciousness, that one must will to do the will of God. He plainly ascribes his own power to his setting his will to do the will of cosmic spirit, and he says, "He that willeth to do the will of God shall know." To will to do the will of the Father, to keep his sayings, to do his works, this was the first step toward unity, and the next was the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith. The prayer of faith is clearly described in Mark 11:23-24. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall no doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them now, and ye shall have them. We see here that the prayer of faith cannot be offered twice for the same thing. as soon as you have asked, if you have real faith, your prayer changes to an affirmation of possession. Having willed to do the will of God, and having asked God to receive you into Himself, nothing is left you but to declare, "I and my Father are one." This is the point which has been missed by most commentators, that the prayer of faith, when uttered, becomes an affirmation of possession. You cannot continue to pray for a thing when you believe that you receive it. You can only return thanks and assert that it is yours. The process of receiving. First, will to do the will of God. And then, 2, pray that you may be one with Him. And then, 3, affirm, "I and my Father are one." And when you have definitely established in your consciousness the fact of your unity with Spirit, then draw your deductions of health, peace, power, and wealth from this fact, and affirm them. Otherwise you may not demonstrate them, for while they are all included in the fact of your unity with God, the mere assertion of that may not bring all the corollaries to your consciousness. When the disciples came to Jesus asking Him to teach them to pray, He gave them the Lord's Prayer, and it begins, "Thy kingdom come." And when one has said that, he has asked for all there is. In the kingdom of God, no one would be without daily bread, or suffer evil. But these things are included in the prayer in order to make the thing prayed for more definite to the understanding. So, the general affirmation of unity with God is not sufficiently definite to bring us health, peace, power, and wealth. We do not clearly understand that these are included, and it is better to affirm them. But we must be definite and specific in our understanding of the fact of our unity with God. That mind which was in Christ Jesus. "I and my Father are one." That is good, but it does not convey the idea to the modern mind with sufficient distinctness. There is one intelligence, and I am one with that intelligence. Better, but somewhat clumsy. There is one mind, and I am that mind. That is a most clear-cut and concise statement of the fact. It would be hard to put it more tersely. There is one mind. When you say that, think of the one intelligence, permeating all things, vitalizing all things, giving coherence and purpose to all things. Get your thought fixed on this mind, so that it seems to you that you can see and feel it. Then say, "I am that mind." It is that mind which is speaking when I speak, which is acting when I act. I am that mind. It takes affirming and reaffirming to get this fact fixed in consciousness, but all the time you put into the work is most profitably spent. You can well afford to go, as Jesus did, into the desert to fast and meditate for 40 days. You can well afford to spend whole nights in prayer, if by doing so you can arrive at a full consciousness of your unity with God. For then you will have entered the kingdom. There is one mind, and I am that mind. Say it continuously, and always when you say it, try to comprehend all that it means. You who speak, are eternal mind, eternal power, eternal life. All things are yours, and all things are possible unto you, when once you have banished the false idea of separateness from your consciousness. Your word will be with power, and you will speak as one having authority. You will demonstrate health, power, wealth, and wisdom when the consciousness that you are the Eternal One has obtained complete possession of your mind, objective and subjective. And you can bring this about. Only faith and continuing in affirmation while you will to do the will of God are required. Chapter 8. Demonstration and Attainment. After you have affirmed and reaffirmed your unity with the one mind until that unity has become a fact present to your consciousness, the next step is to become life conscious. Understand that the mind is a living mind, that it is life itself. If you are mind, you are also life. There is only one life, which is in all and through all, and you are that life. So, follow your first affirmation with this. That mind is eternal, and it is life. I am that mind, and I am eternal life. Repeat this until you have thoroughly stamped it into your mentality, both conscious and subconscious, until you habitually think of yourself as life and as eternal life. Now, you habitually think of yourself as a dying being, or as one moving on toward age and decay. This is an error born of holding separate consciousness. Meet every suggestion of age, decay, or death with the positive assertion, I am eternal life. Jesus said, And this is life eternal, to know thee, the living God. To know God is to be conscious of your unity with him. How else can you know him? Health consciousness. After life consciousness is attained, the step to health consciousness is easy. The one mind is the living stuff from which you are made, and it is pure life. Life must be health. It is inconceivable that an inflow of pure life should carry with it anything but health. A fountain cannot send forth sweet and bitter at the same time. A good tree cannot bring forth corrupt fruit. Light hath no fellowship with darkness. The one mind cannot know disease, can have no consciousness of disease. The consciousness of disease is an error, the result of judging by appearances, and we judge by appearances only so long as we retain the separate consciousness. One cannot be life conscious and conscious of disease at the same time. When we become fully life conscious, we lose the disease consciousness. So, the next affirmation is, That mind knows no disease. I am that mind, and I am health. Affirm it with faith. It will cure every sickness, if the affirmation is made in the consciousness that you and your Father are one. Power consciousness. Next comes power consciousness, and the affirmation for this is, That mind is the source of all power, and cannot know doubt nor fear. I am that mind, and I am peace and power. It needs no argument to show that the source of all power cannot be afraid of anything. What could there be for it to be afraid of? Nor can the source of all power have doubts as to its being able to do any conceivable thing, or to cope with any possible combination of circumstances. What is there that all the power there is cannot do? It is only when you conceive of yourself as separate from this power that you begin to have doubts as to your ability to do things. It is only as you hold this separate consciousness that you can be afraid. Jesus never showed any doubt, nor did he ever manifest fear. He knew that no harm could come to him, against his will, and none did. He was not crucified because his enemies gained a victory over him. He went voluntarily to the cross to make a demonstration which should finally show the truth to his disciples. No man takes my life, he said. I lay it down for myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. John 10:18. To have power consciousness gives poise. Poise is the peaceful consciousness of power, and is the result of affirming unity with power until it becomes a present fact in consciousness. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You cannot keep your heart from being afraid if you retain consciousness of yourself as something apart from power. So understand and affirm that you are one with power. Wisdom consciousness. Wisdom consciousness is next. Power without wisdom may be a dreadful and destructive thing. Like the strength of the runaway horse, and the power can be constructive only when wisely applied. So we must affirm the fact of our wisdom. The one mind, being the source of all things, must know all things from the beginning, must know all truth. The mind which knows all truth cannot be mistaken. Mistakes are caused by a partial knowledge of the truth. Such a mind cannot know error. knowing all truth, it can only act along the lines of perfect truth. It can only entertain in consciousness the idea of perfect truth. It cannot know good from evil. It can know only the good. To recognize anything as evil, a mind must have only a partial knowledge and a limited consciousness. What seems to be evil is always the result of partial knowledge. Where knowledge is perfect, there is no evil, and no one can be conscious of that which does riot exist. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is of too pure eyes to behold evil, and cannot look upon iniquity. When we become conscious of all truth, we lose the consciousness of evil. With complete consciousness, judgment becomes impossible, for there is nothing to judge. You do not have to exercise judgment when you know the right way. You do not sit in judgment on others where there is no evil. So Jesus said, "Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. I am come not to judge the world, but to save the world." The Father judgeth no man. Where evil and error are non-existent, there can be no judgment. To rise above the error of belief in evil, use this affirmation. That mind knows only truth, and knows all truth. I am that mind, and I am knowledge and wisdom. Wealth consciousness. Having attained consciousness of eternal life, of power, of health, and wisdom, what else do you need? Wealth consciousness. The assurance of affluence and abundance. The one mind is the original substance from which all things proceed forth. There is only one element. All things are formed of one stuff. Science is now precipitating sugar, coloring matter, and other substances from the atmosphere. That seems to be akin to what Jesus did when he fed the multitude in the so-called miracles of the loaves and fishes. The elements which compose all visible nature are in the atmosphere, waiting to be organized into form, and the atmosphere itself is only a condensed and palpable form of the one original substance, Spirit, God. All things are made from and made of one living intelligent substance, one mind, and you are that mind. Therefore, you are the substance from which all things are made, and you are also the power which makes the forms. You are wealth and abundance, for you are all there is. So affirm, all things, created and uncreated, are in that mind. I am that mind, and I am wealth and plenty. I am the way, truth, life. Lastly, say, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. The light in me shines out to bless the world. This will give you love consciousness, the will to bless, and the will to love. Eternal life, health, power, and peace, wisdom, wealth, and love. When you are conscious of all of these, you have attained cosmic consciousness. You are in Christ, and Christ is in you. Statement of Being. There is one mind, and I am that mind. That mind is eternal, and it is life. I am that mind, and I am eternal life. That mind knows no disease. I am that mind, and I am health. That mind is the source of all power, and cannot, no doubt, nor fear. I am that mind, and I am power and peace. That mind knows only truth and knows all truth. I am that mind, and I am knowledge and wisdom. All things created and uncreated are in that mind. I am that mind, and I am wealth and plenty. I am the way, and the truth, and the life. The light in me shines out to bless the world.
Soul Ministries presents The Meaning and Purpose of God's Word with the Reverend Donald.